All right, my friends, second hour National Intel Report. I'm Alex Jones, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Got another RBN host, Jack Blood, riding shotgun with us. We're going straight to your calls right now, then into the horrible news. The forced psychological testing of all Americans passed. Now we got to fight it at the local level. And they can claim they're going to start breeding us like cattle and feeding on us. Doesn't mean we have to go along with it. Bush wants open borders. All that coming up. More on Arnold, I admire Hitler, Schwarzenegger. We're talking to Super Mario, Jack's webmaster. Go ahead, Mario, finish up.
Well, Alex, I just want to congratulate you, and it's great to hear you and Jack. What a show today. And that's pretty much it. I just want to congratulate you and pledge my support, and I encourage everyone out there to pledge support for ArnoldExposed.com. And I'm going to be in Austin next month. Maybe I can stop by and see you guys.
You better. Great work on jackblood.com today, Mario, by the
Thanks
way.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care, buddy. I look forward to meeting you. Maybe go get a bite to eat.
Yeah.
In between the wars.
Yeah.
Nathan in Oklahoma. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. It's a real blessing to have you sitting in today on RBN.
Well, thanks. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to make a couple of quick comments. Saturday morning, CNN did give Infowars.com a little bit of airplay. They, I'd say probably 15 or 20 seconds, they talked about the move to keep Schwarzenegger from becoming president, and they showed the homepage of Infowars.com.
Yeah, I saw that. That was something else.
You did see that, yeah. That was great.
I didn't see that. Well, that's the only real TV we've gotten other than CNN with a 20-second blurb.
Right. And
did somebody get tape of that?
I didn't get a tape of that. What time was that?
Was that Washington Journal?
No, that was on CNN.
That was Friday, probably at about 4:35 o'clock.
Yeah, I thought you said. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Just a couple of things, real quick. I'll make this brief. Any word on making possibly another coast to coast appearance, or maybe the morning news shows, perhaps?
Well, I haven't asked coast to coast because they have me on every few months, and I don't want to bug them. But that's a good idea to have me on about ArnoldExposed.com. But let me tell you something. You get some flack when you do this, and I don't expect them to do that, but it'd be nice.
Absolutely. And the other thing was, Alex, I wanted to comment on something I heard on your program. I was outraged by the conduct of those two hosts at the radio station out there in Los Angeles. You know, Alex, it was like listening to demons laugh.
John and Ken?
Yes, that was just absolutely disgusting. It was
unprofessional. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Let me ask the
That was unprofessional on their part.
Let me ask the great guy running the show, can you go to prisonplanet.tv? There's a news in focus. It says talk show host make fun of dead U.S. soldiers. And can you not download the 30-minute interview, but can you grab just a little 20-second blurb? Can we play that later? Is that possible? Okay, we'll try to do that. But yeah. Now, but again, anybody else will be fired immediately. But because it was defending Arnold, you watch, everything's A-okay, Jack.
Well, again, I mean, they make a joke about it, and they think that this is funny that you're taking this so seriously. But we look at how fast this whole Schwarzenegger campaign is ramped up. I mean, he was just an actor a little over a year ago, and now they're already talking about him being president and changing the Constitution. I mean, if you can't be serious about an issue like this, then certainly we can't talk about the Freedom Initiative or H.R. 10 intelligence reform or anything else.
Well, Jack, I mean, when you look at this, I mean, this is really happening. They're serious about this. And I said, hey, Kurt Waldheim killed American troops, and Arnold loves him and defends him. And they started laughing. I said, that's funny. They go, yeah, we think it's real funny, dead American troops. But no one else would be able to do that. But they couldn't do it if it wasn't in defending Arnold. There are no rules. All the rules are thrown out the window. Nobody else gets this treatment.
Well, that was absolutely demonic listening to that. It was just, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I really couldn't.
Oh, this is what passes for entertainment on radio generally, Alex.
And you know, publicly, I would like to ask George Norrie to have you on. I would publicly like to put that call out to have you on to talk about ArnoldExposed.com.
Well, you know how to email them. I don't want to push people to lobby.
I'll do it, too.
All right.
I'll send them an email.
Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you.
Davey and
1-800-313-9443. Lines are open.
That's right. Transmission continues.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
8 minutes, 20 seconds past the hour. 5:18 Central, 5:08, 25 Central. I'm Alex Jones, sitting in for John Stadtmiller, riding shotguns. Another RBN host, Jack Blood, who comes on right before this broadcast. 2 to 4 daily Central. Of course, there's my own little show from 11 to 2 Central right before Jack's on the GCN radio network. Now, I'm not just focused on Arnold Schwarzenegger because I don't like him. The guy has said he wants to be a dictator. The guy has abused women publicly. The guy has said he wants to control and push around the little people as an old man, you know, as an older man, as a middle-aged man, not when he was young. And there's this double standard for him, more than a double standard. I mean, it's just unbelievable that he's gotten away with this much, that people ignore this. That's why we've started ArnoldExposed.com and the national movement against it, to amend Article 2, Clause 5 of the Constitution. But here's an illustration. I have been on, I don't know, probably 15 radio shows in California alone since I announced this last Thursday. And every show, with the exception of one, has viciously attacked me, savagely, when I just read mainstream news articles admitting all this. You know, hanging out with Nazis this year, folks. But he gives money to a few groups, and then they give him a clean bill of health. Well, it's all the other stuff. Can the Simon Wiesenthal Center say groping in public, grabbing on women, I'd be arrested, you'd be arrested if you did it, he's okay? Can they authorize, I mean, since they say he's good, does that mean it's okay that he says he wants to be this dictator? And old U.S. News World Report, people need somebody to watch over them. 95% of people in the world need to be told what to do and how to behave. My relationship to power and authority is that I'm all for it. You know, that's when he's 44 years old, married into the Kennedys, working for Bush Sr., getting a big award in a week here in Texas, coming to Texas to get an award, raising campaign funds for some mysterious war chest, traveling the world. And then I go on a show like John and Ken, number one talk show in L.A., and they savagely attack me. That interview, you can hear the whole thing at ArnoldExposed.com, 30 minutes. But they said, why are you against Waldheim? And I said, well, he's the admitted Nazi. And years after it was admitted Nazi, Arnold went and campaigned for him for president of Austria. And I said, Waldheim hunted down American troops. And this is what they said to me. Jack, you ready to roll this? Okay, here it is. Let's roll that out of the RBN studios.
What does that mean? You know, Adolf Hitler was Time Magazine Man of the Year in 1933.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of sickos back then thought Adolf Hitler was okay.
So you really believe Schwarzenegger's another Hitler?
So you think he's going to be
really
creative?
He dreamed of being a dictator.
You think he's going to kill six
well and
thought
out. Campaigns for Kirk Waldheim, a guy that hunted down and killed American soldiers? Killing American soldiers is funny.
Oh, it is. It's a ride. It's the funniest thing I ever heard of.
It's real funny. You know,
yeah.
And I wrote about this on the article myself and Paul Watson put together, Jack. I wrote about this. I said, look, you may think that all the old World War II vets are dead or in nursing homes, but they still care. Their children still care. And you know, just how dare them? But anybody else, people get fired for making fun of an old lady that falls down. This is sacrosanct. And they can do it because it's Arnold. Jack Blood comments.
Well, Project Paperclip has come full circle in this sense that you're right. There are a lot of people still dedicated to the principles of the Nazi New World Order. And now we'll have, if this works out, we'll have a German in the, Austrian German in the White House speaking German and bringing all these things to pass.
And before we go to Davey and others here in just a millisecond or two, I want people to understand that the Bushes were the main Nazi bankers in the U.S., up until 52, they helped bring the money in. Arnold, who says he loves Richard Nixon, as you mentioned in your own show, Richard Nixon helped bring these guys in. My now late grandfather, C.W. Hammond, was just a low-level lease hound, worked for an oil company. Out in Midland, he would see all the Germans there. I mean, it was a major Nazi operation there. And the money into Midland, Texas, Argentina, we're talking hundreds of billions, folks, of Nazi gold and diamonds and bank accounts, and that's been covered now by the London Guardian. And there's even an article that I found from a few years ago about this from all places, from Common Dreams, pretty mainstream liberal publications, Sieg Heil, the Bush robe, Schwarzenegger, Nazi nexus, and the destabilization of California. George W. Bush's grandfather helped finance the Nazi Party. Karl Rove's grandfather allegedly helped run the Nazi Party and helped build the death camp. Arnold Schwarzenegger's Austrian father volunteered for the infamous Nazi SA and became a ranking officer. So, are you starting to, again, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, Germanic death cult, and always, I'm going to tell you, folks, I've told you this for years, I've studied it, the Zionists work for the Nazis, and people can't get this, but now liberal publications, and even the Jerusalem Post have had to admit, but Zionists actually funded Hitler and his chief occultist. This was in a bunch of websites, a bunch of mainstream news, a bunch of news articles. There were Jews there running Hitler's weird black magic operations right until the end of the war, along with weird Tibetan monks and others. These people are fruitless.
Wasn't it Rosenberg who gave the copy or forged documents, whatever they were, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion to Hitler? This was a guy named Rosenberg.
Yeah, it goes on and on, and so this is a lot deeper, and who would ever think that? Just, folks, it's insane. Let's go ahead and go to Davey in Texas. Davey, thanks for holding patiently. You're on the National Intel Report.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I just wanted to give you a heads up on this plane crash down in Houston. Have you heard of that yet?
No. What happened?
Apparently a small Learjet crashed this morning, left Love Field. The odd thing about it was that George Bush, the senior, was scheduled to take a trip to Ecuador aboard that plane when he in Houston. Before, you know, it crashed before it got there, obviously, but I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Now, that's bizarre. What is the Associated Press reporting that Bush
was
Arnold an award a few days was there?
The first thing, it was reported on the local affiliates here in Dallas at noon, and I just thought I'd give you a heads up on it and see what you could find out. But they ran a story at the 5 o'clock hour, and there was a statement from George Bush, the senior, who said, you know, he knew the, you know, people on the plane, and he was sorry that they, you know, died. But, you know, I just wanted to see.
How were they saying it crashed?
Well, that's interesting because the reporter for the ABC affiliate was on the scene, and they were talking to some of the witnesses. And basically they indicate that it hit a light pole on the tollway down there.
They were blaming it on fog, I believe. And the first thing I thought when I heard that is, wonder what connections this might have
to the
White House.
It's the JFK 1122 41 anniversary. Bush 41.
41, that's right.
Well, I think, you know, this past weekend, the Pentagon basically turned down this intelligence overhaul bill. And it would appear that there are elements within the CIA or the intelligence community that are not going along with this neocon agenda. And
could it be that we're seeing, and Jackson has confirmed this, obviously, could it be that neocons... well, we've heard about what the military may be pulling from Colonel Don Grand Prix and others. Very, very interesting and suspicious. You know, I saw the numbers, something like 20 times more likely. You know, it isn't the number of flights politicians take, because they're like 20 times more likely than a rock star who even flies more of dying on a plane. Because it's a good way of getting rid of somebody, but it could be a coincidence.
Anyway,
you got Carl Schwartz out there saying the FBI, CIA agents are ready to blow Bush's 9/11 cover story.
It's going to get real hot. But gratefully, Alex.
Well, who was on board the aircraft?
They haven't reported on who they did at the 5 o'clock hour, but they didn't give their names. But I had three things here, and I'll just be real brief. Alex, you mentioned Cisco Wheeler earlier today, I believe.
Yes.
Did you ever get a chance to talk to Arizona Wilder?
No.
Do you know who she is?
Yes.
Well, I had dinner back in 2000, August, at the Global Sciences Conference with her and Brian Desboro, and also Cisco and Fritz. And, you know, there's so much here in America that's been kept from Americans, but that spills over from Europe. And, you know, hopefully in the future you'll get a chance to review some of that information and disclose.
Well, let me say this. We had Arnold's head minion, his former campaign chief over finance, who's independently running this amend for Arnold, but he's all in support of it and giving him support. A caller calls in and goes, Cisco Wheeler. And I go, we're not going there with this Liza Morgenthaler Jones. And we hang up on the caller, and then she goes, well, a lot of people are afraid of Manchurian candidates and hypnosis and mind control. Out of the blue, one out of 1,000 knows who Cisco Wheeler is, and this woman, then I go, oh, are you in Bohemian Grove? She goes, oh, well, not really. Then I talked to her Sunday on the phone at her home, and she admitted, oh, yeah, I've been to the Grove, and when it's the women's time to go there, and, yeah, my husband's a member in training. So, man, I tell you, I mean, you know, that's something cops do to trick people. They'll, like, say a term and see if they respond,
yeah,
like they know about it. And she just did it, man. And I didn't touch it. I mean, it's pretty obvious. And the whole way she acted and everything, just oozing that, ooh, baby, ooh, Arnold, ooh, ooh, ooh. She's a big mutual fund manager for biotech. She just got a big big boost off Arnold with those tens of billions for that. Comments, Jack?
Well, I think you just pretty much said it all, Alex. It's hard to even touch. And just to Davey, I mean, this is the modus operandi of the Bush administration. I'm very curious when any plane crashes under this administration.
Go to the next caller.
Well, all right, we will after the break. Thanks. Hey, but, I mean, Wellstone's plane, I mean, you know, and that senator right before the election in 2000, I mean, Just don't worry about it.
I mean,
hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
I believe I am busy with 100 other things. Houston, Texas, transport shuttle that would be carrying the emperor's father, and it comes in for a landing to pick him up, and it happens. Maybe it's a coincidence, but one out of a trillion, folks. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. Did somebody not time something correctly, or is this part of some staged event?
Well, Alex, let me butt in here for a second, because recently when Bush was down in Chile just yesterday or the day before, all of a sudden he lost his security people and was by himself, literally, for a couple of minutes, had to go rescue his own Secret Service agent, his bodyguard.
Yeah, there's a lot of, and that's one of the big signs is when your security gets cut off.
This is exactly what happened to Kennedy. And this is what Fletcher Prouty was talking about. You know, that's the element in an assassination is the security starts having problems. Of course, if that happens, they'll come out and say, well, it was incompetence and we need to have an investigation. And then Bush will be gone and Cheney will be in. And that's
There's also a lot of covert terror attacks the globalists carry out. They never tell the public about, but tell cops about. But then ratchet up control as a kind of under the radar pretext. It could be staged, too.
He is temporary, after all. And, of course, the reporter now that uncovered the existence of Skull and Bones at Penn State recently died. He was 40 years old.
Very, very interesting. Let's go ahead and take another call. Who's up next here? Dale in Colorado. You're on the air. Then Gara, John, Rodney, John, Jeff, and others. Go ahead.
Hey there, Alex and Jack. Nice to talk to you here. My question is, on this bill that you were talking about at the beginning of the hour about the mental health screening?
Yes, it passed.
What was the bill number?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me. It was the big bill for mental health screening, and Paul put a rider on it to try to stop it, but it was just the big general spending package.
Does he have information on his website by chance?
Well, you know, they get just as busy as we do. Nobody knew. Nobody posted it today. I kept looking for somebody else to post it. So during a break, and I ran music, I literally had him run music so I'd have a six-minute break. I called. I got a hold of Jeff Dice, and I said, what was it? What happened? He said, yes, it passed. It's passed. What about the 9/11 bill to give us a national ID card, Patriot Act 2? No, that didn't pass for now. But they're going to have a special session sometime in December so they can pass it in the middle of the night. So that fight isn't over.
Yeah, because I called up my supposed representative, Mark Udall, here out of Boulder, and they didn't know anything about it.
Well, I mean, there's tens of thousands of pieces of legislation.
Yeah, that's true.
It's meant to where, I mean, they slipped through some deal that passed 2 days ago, day and a half ago, where the Senate can spy on people's tax records.
Ooh.
Hear about that, Jack?
No.
I got that. I can dig that out.
I mean, I'm just thinking when you're talking about the Freedom Initiative, and this just, you know, was on the front page of the paper on Friday, an FDA analyst saying that we're virtually defenseless against the future Vioxx debacles and the FDA regulations, and there are multiple drugs now that could be killing people by the tens of thousands.
Well, any of these drugs made out of petrochemicals are no good.
Yet we need to give our children and of course, the parents drugs. More drugs. That's what we need.
I hear you. Thanks for the call, Dale.
No problem.
Gara, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Westlake.
Welcome, sir.
I got a couple quick points, and I want to comment about their new Freedom Initiative. The first thing I would like to talk to everybody about was, did you just see it blatantly in your face? Last Thursday, Austin American Statesman, Bush is there with Army Specialist Chad Johnson giving the satanic hand signal. Right there on the Austin American Statesman.
Well, they say that's because of UT, but how come I have every president going back 50 years doing it?
Well, I know Chad Johnson is from out there in Taylor. And someone out there who's from there, we were discussing it, and they said they know the family from out there. And it doesn't surprise them because his grandfather was involved with Freemasonry. But that's just another minor thing. Another thing,
They're Christian.
Yeah, it's a good Christian thing. Another comment I want to talk about is we need to get you on Saturday Night Live, not on any of these other things, because on the Weekend Update last Saturday, Tina Farrell had this guy who did a spoof on Arnold, and it was just making how funny he is, how cute he is, and it was all funny. But the thing is, she introduced him as the your next president. I thought that was kind of neat. And also, she called him the Constitutionator, and that's just a lot of life-imitating art. But seriously, getting back to the issues, what we're talking about.
Let me add this. Once they open a con up, they can rewrite it all.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very dangerous, and people really don't
realize
that.
Look, this is serious. They're going to pull something. They're going to do it.
Well, it's funny that you're talking about Bush and Cheney, because I had a premonition last night that Cheney was going to be the next president. Just what you were saying. It's just weird that you said that right before the call.
That was Jack.
Jack, then, I'm sorry.
Yeah, George W. has outlived his usefulness.
Yeah, but we shouldn't talk about that stuff. The thing I want to talk about is...
Jack, I'll tell you, I don't think that's going to happen.
Hmm.
I certainly hope it doesn't. He's just a puppet.
Yeah, and Cheney is the devil we know for the devil we don't know. It's all going to be the same, but probably...
What we don't know is how many drugs he's on and how he's hanging from a thread, how his mental competency is probably hanging from a thread, and... Hey, look, I mean, he's just got to get some more dirty work done, and then he becomes indispensable.
Well, what gets me is how the mainstream out there is so hoodwinked that they just think he's a good Christian, and they vote for him. Oh, yeah.
Well, just like Gonzalez, pro-abort, gun control at borders, they love it. It's like all of them. It's like Arnold. Well, me and Jack, literally together, he was up in the skybox. I waved at him. I was down there right by Arnold and his family. And the old women, people were crying with glee. Oh, he's for aborting babies. Oh, he's for open borders. We worship you. Take our guns. We're idiots, scumbag neocons.
I got an important point. Can I make it after the break?
Yeah, you got 60 seconds on the other side. We've got to get to all these other callers as well. It's Mother News. I'm Alex Jones riding a shotgun with Jack Blood. National Intel Report, jackblood.com, prisonplanet.tv. Check them out.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
That's right, folks. Alex Jones sitting in for John Stadtmiller. I'm with the GCN Radio Network, 11 to 2 weekdays. We've got Jack Blood riding shotgun with us, who's here on the RBN Network, rbnlive.com, from 2 to 4 Central every day, doing a great job. Let me, before we go back to Jack Blood and these loaded phones, I got to respond to something. A caller, when the line was open, called in, was mad at me saying I was putting out disinfo, but of course he didn't come on air. So let's try to keep a line open for him. If he wants to call back in, sir, I know I talk fast. It's a problem I've got. Maybe you missed what I said, but listen to the rebroadcast. In fact, what time's the rebroadcast? Let me tell him how I can listen to that. What time's the rebroadcast of this show? 3 to 5 a.m. So what you do is you tune in at 3 to 5 a.m. this morning, or just ask Jack right now.
You can download for free all of the programs at rbnlive.com.
The guy called in and he said, Alex, the spy bill, the intelligence bill, did not pass. How dare you say it passed? Okay, I'm going to say this to you one time because it just irritates me. I said that the 9/11 bill, that's what it's called, with the national ID card did not pass, and that they're going to have a special session of Congress. Let me just read in the article. Lawmakers say intelligence bill not dead, an overhaul of the nation's intelligence agencies may still pass the year despite the collapse of a compromise bill, congressional leaders said Sunday. Now, what I said passed was separate as part of the general spending bill is the New Freedom Initiative, a separate bill. There's more than one bill in Congress. That bill did pass, according to Jeff Dice of Ron Paul, Republican of Texas office, at 1:34 p.m. Central Standard Time today, told me that. Okay, so the New Freedom Forced Psychological Testing was passed this weekend. The intelligence or 9/11 bill recommended by the 9/11 Whitewash Commission did not. Now, Jack, did I not say that five times earlier?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about a lot of different issues here, and the fact is the Intelligence Reform Bill, H.R. 10, as you say, didn't pass, and this is, of course, the misdirection, is they're talking about the driver's license for illegal aliens being the main obstacle, and they're going to be working that out, as you say, in a special session here coming any day.
Okay, and I know the caller
won't
care. He won't want to know that he was wrong. I heard he was very mad. So just fine. Don't listen to the rebroadcast. just don't. It doesn't matter what I said. Again, don't worry. Oh, another thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's come out, and he's got his DMV head, satellite tracker boxes in the cars. But it's not Arnold. It's his DMV guy. 95.4% in the poll against it. Texas is doing it with the transponders. But they also have the cameras that read your license plate so they know distance to distance how far you drive and what you do. So they're also already using that in London. That's being proposed. So you'll refuse the satellite tracker box, but then they'll go, okay, transponder or cameras that recognize your driver's license plate. Now, that's the facts. Texas, New Jersey, California, Oregon, Wisconsin, they're all doing it. Federal plan. I put it in the film 4 years ago. I've got the articles here in front of me, Jack. What do you think of this?
Well, I mean, they've been bragging about this for years all over the world, and there are, you know, a number of geographical areas that can be completely maintained and spied upon. And you're right. I mean, if you don't have the black box in your car, maybe you'll go through a toll road or something and they'll record you.
Well, no, I mean,
there's no escaping the New World Order.
Already in London, and then they put them in here in Texas and in Indiana, everywhere. They have cameras that recognize the number of the plate. No one has to go look at it.
I mean, the fact is, Alex, people are out there, maybe some of our newer listeners, and they're going, well, I obey the law. I'm a good person. I'm a good Christian. Why would that affect me? I have nothing to hide.
Because the New World Order is criminal, and they're raping you.
I have nothing to hide. But then again, you know, in case of mistaken identity, who knows? You could be driving without your seatbelt on. Alex, I've been to jail for that one. So.
Tell you what, let me just read people the Houston Chronicle, October 3rd. State wants fuel tax replaced. Paying your road tax in the future might depend more on how you drive than how much gasoline you pump. Texas is among a group of states researching how to replace the fuel tax with a fee based on the number of miles traveled, marking every road as a virtual tollway. Transportation officials from across the world discussed the concept here at last month's annual meeting of the trade groups representing the highway and toll industries. Fees for miles traveled will be measured by global positioning systems, receivers embedded in vehicles. You'll get them when you get your tags. The system would track which roads a motorist uses so virtual toll roads could be distributed to the appropriate agency. Austin is going to make you take a transponder within 2 years. The Austin American Statesman, $1,800 a year just to drive for the average driver, average miles drove. Then they claim they're doing this because fuel tax, people are driving fuel-efficient cars. That's not true. But instead of 18 million barrels a day, we're now using 22 million barrels a day. The gas tax is getting more money. But they say that in California, they want to replace the 18-cent a gallon gas tax with 25 cents a mile. That's roughly 25 times what you're currently paying. $6 a gallon instead of 18 cents a gallon. But again, the average person doesn't do math when they read a news article. This is the official federal plan. I interviewed federal members of the board 6 years ago. Now it's in the news. Jack?
Yeah, there are black boxes in the car. We are being data mined at every turn. The FBI has just announced to you they're going to use carnivore for specific reasons, citing terrorism, child pornography, exploitation, espionage, information warfare, and fraud. So carnivore will be used now with impunity. I mean, it's just... where can you go hide, I think, is what it comes down to. Let's go to some of these calls, Alex.
Yeah, let's go back to the calls. Go ahead and quickly finish up. We were talking to Gara.
New Freedom Initiative regarding an advocate and call to action that Dr. Laura ran last week advocating for to call everyone to call their political people. She retracted it because at this point the bill in question does not advocate mandatory health screening for all children. The future kid is obvious.
I had Ron Paul on Friday. That's not true.
Well, I'm looking at the footnotes at mentalhealthcommission.gov, and in the very bottom of the page in the footnotes, it says, in this final report, whenever children or children is used, it is understood that parents or guardians should be included in the process of making choices and decisions for minor children. This allows the family to provide support and guidance when developing relationships with mental health professionals, community resource representatives, teachers, and anyone else.
So the parents involved, we're going to do it, but you've got to go along with it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's nebulous, and why do they put this footnote in here? And what...
I interviewed Paul Friday. I saw the bill. I talked to Paul's people today. It passed today. Not the intelligence bill, the mental health screening bill.
Well, I sent you the link in your tips at Infowars.com, so if you could analyze that further to see what the heck that means, because it's kind of weasel words there.
It's nothing.
Now, I could interpret it, that means it gives the parents autonomy.
The states are already passing the accompanying laws to get the federal funds. Thanks for the call. Good points, Gara. John in Florida. John, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Well, another exciting show. Thank you all very much. I just wanted to bring something out here that obviously seems to be overlooked on a weekly basis here by everybody. About Arnold, excuse me. With the passing of Free Trade Area of the Americas next year, excuse me, I believe that they're preparing not just the country, but the entire hemisphere, for a candidate of which they will offer up to not have
an appeal. No. I totally agree. He is a globalist character with right. Clinton and the UN, seven of the G8 already lined up. He's your next Secretary General next year, folks. And then on top of that, or in 06, a year and a half, and on top of that, we're going to have Arnold as our president, and there's Saturday Night Live with a mind control system. Your next president, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And with Hollywood being so big around the world to get their message out through the movie propaganda, how Reagan came in was through his popularity by being with GE and on TV as they walked him right on through. I think Arnold's ability to communicate on that platform on a global now will be almost identical.
Congressman Rohrabacher said, I've introduced the bill. The Republican leadership wants him in 08. It's not debatable. ArnoldExposed.com.
And Alex and Jack Blood, happy Thanksgiving. And Alex, go see the incredible movie. You will like it.
No, I've seen it. It's incredible.
Did you like that underground base?
Well, what I liked is, to give the whole movie away, is that there is a government overlord who carries out terror attacks so he can be the savior.
Oh, wasn't that great? Yeah.
Thanks for the
Jack
call.
Blood, how about your book?
How about it? We're still trying to find a publisher for it, but we're very close, John.
Well, I mean, a publisher, if you want me to print up 5,000 of those babies for you, Jack, I'll do it.
Okay, you heard it here, folks.
I'll be ordering one. Thank you.
Bye. You know, if you mentioned Bill Clinton being Secretary General, a lot of people say that Bush would never sit by and allow that to happen. But you just had to watch the dedication of the Clinton Library last week to see what good buddies these guys really are.
It's all staged. I mean, next week they're going to be giving Arnold an award here in Texas. Then he goes to Dallas from College Station to get $20,000 a plate dinner to raise money for a campaign. They won't tell us what it is.
I assume you're going to be down in Texas bullhorning that or with Arnold coming to Texas?
You know, I don't know. I might do that. I'm thinking about it, man. I you know what, though? If I've got like 10 radio interviews lined up and I can reach 5 million people, I may go, I'm not going to do it. You know, it's all about cost-benefit analysis. How can I reach the most people? Let's go ahead and take another call.
Our
here.
Old friend Rodney here in Texas.
Rodney, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, great show. I just wanted to add an auxiliary. Well, maybe it's not an auxiliary.
A caveat.
Yeah, to what you said earlier.
An addendum.
Yeah, and the caller that didn't want to come on air, I wonder about his agenda. But anyway, he claimed that you said something that you didn't say.
What did I say?
Well,
you said
everything that you said, but there was one thing that maybe this person misunderstood when you said the Senate has written a statute into some bill that give them the ability to spy on IRS documents.
Yeah, that was in the that bill.
Yeah, you just briefly touched on that, and maybe that caller got that confused with all of the other information that you were talking about. Could you kind of expand on that? And also, Alex, I want to commend you because I listened to that show that you did Friday with that lady, and there was one point where she was shocked when you mentioned that you know, Arnold's membership in the Bohemian, and I noticed that she denied several times that he was an official member. Now, we now know, since you guys talked with her over the weekend, the reason why she was able to know this information is, one, you said her husband is an official member, and two, I guess you could say she's kind of an official member since she frequents that place, I guess, quite often, right?
She knew all about it, and excuse me, she'd been there when they were having a Women's Day or whatever.
Well,
you know they have. And then she said, "My husband is a member in training."
Yeah, but she denied several times that Arnold was an official member. And
well, I know he's been there a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there at one point there it sounded to me like she was, you know, and I hate to be blunt, but it sounded to me like she was lying and that you caught her off guard with some information there, but in any case, I thought it was a great interview, and I'm like you, you know, the calmness of this lady, you know, it kind of made the hair on the back of my neck stand up, but on the other hand, you know, when people don't have a conscience, what do you expect?
She's a scary person. Thanks for the call, my
friend.
Something else? Good to hear from you. Who's up next after Rodney?
John in Las Vegas.
John in Sin City.
Alex and Jack, I brought this up to Jack a little earlier ago, but with Pappy Bush, his plane crashing before he even gets on it, he was actually scheduled to go to Ecuador, and W was in Chile. And on Friday, the Venezuelan Deputy Attorney General was assassinated in a car bombing. Any kind of relationship that you can see with very close by countries?
Say that again.
The Assistant Attorney General, or they call him the Deputy Attorney General for Venezuela, was assassinated in a car bombing. I'm kind of speculating that it has something to do with trying to get Chavez to pony up and play ball with him. Can you see any possible links with Bush going to Ecuador?
The whole thing stinks to high heaven, but I'm sure nothing happened. We can just trust them. Give up all your rights.
Would you say that there's a possibility that Bush going to Ecuador and W being in
well, Jack Blunt,
Chile,
he saw the report. I didn't. Jack, the plane's coming in to pick him up at Hobby. It crashes and blows up. I mean, is that accurate?
Yeah, but I didn't. Yeah, it was a listener that brought up the Bush connection. I didn't know that. I just saw it on the news today that a plane crashed in the fog. And
no,
I would.
Just, I haven't seen
believe
it,
me.
So.
I just assumed that there was a Bush connection, and I was right.
No. It did have a Bush, but I was wondering if having both the Bushes down there, if they're meeting with operatives related to this.
Well, look, they're making the deals for the free trade area of the Americas. While we're busy watching football and picking our noses and feeling powerful, they're preparing to totally destroy the country. The dollar's plunging. They've done a great job.
Yeah, they have the coffers out to collect for the future wars on Iran and Syria and Saudi Arabia.
For Alex, if there's any way that you can somehow get on to Dr. Laura's show, you're probably the most informed person on the New Freedom Initiative. I think if you could inform her a little bit more, I think that's something that she would probably run with the ball. But I think she's
I don't know. That
show's
pretty much an advertisement for psychologists.
G. Gordon Liddy was also out pretty hard in opposition to the New Freedom Initiative.
Thank you for the call. Anybody else there?
No, we're done.
Oh, we're done with calls? My goodness, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, I launched a new website, arnoldexposed.com. I hope people come to it and contribute to it so we can run radio and TV ads in select markets around the country and then force the media to cover it. Jack, you know, I read these quotes earlier where he was saying he had a plan to take over the world. He wanted to be king of the planet. I mean, these are mainstream media reports with Arnold Schwarzenegger saying all of this. This is pretty creepy stuff. You got any comments?
Well, look, I mean, again, it remains to be seen if he's going to get the endorsement of the Constitution, if they're going to get this con off. And I just hope that people are taking your campaign seriously. I hope that you get as many interviews as possible, whatever it's going to take to stop this from happening.
Well, look, they'll pull a shenanigan. He'll save some kids in a burning building or something. Oh, we better help him. I can guarantee you that's going
to
happen.
We got to be careful because they slip this stuff in, and we have to be, you know, vigilant in our own, you know, watchful eye,
well,
our own all-seeing eye to make sure this doesn't happen.
They're coming up with constitutional amendments. They're promoting it pell-mell 24/7, softening us up, just like the microchipping. It's all this basic craziness. They want it, and they're going to try it.
I mean, it's just like the intelligence reform bill. What is the debate on TV? The holdup, according to McCain and others, who is behind just about every kind of nefarious legislation there is that they're having a problem agreeing about giving driver's license to illegal aliens. And, of course, we know with Mary Schneider and other whistleblowers that they give full citizenship to these, quote, terrorists. And the real issue here is never out in the forefront, which is national ID card, biometrics, sweeping powers to the executive branch.
Yeah, that's what it's about. National ID card, Homeland Security expansions, Patriot Act 2, Total Information Awareness Network. No discussion of that. Always a side issue. And they call it a reform. I mean, what does that mean?
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Now, folks, that's cool music to bring a show in. Years ago, I set that up to the other network, and it never got on. All along the watchtower, the servants came and went. Oh, my goodness. Before we go back to Jack Blood and a final phone call here, I really hope you'll support me because I'm going to run ads in a few areas of California and here in Texas about Arnold, whether I get money or not. and I need money to do it. I never asked for money. You know that. And I'm asking for it. ArnoldExposed.com. Go there with your PayPal account. Give me $5, $10, $20, $100, and it'll go 100% to ads against Lord Schwarzenegger. It'll be running here in the next few weeks. Also, if you want any of my films, a bunch of different specials, I mean, DVDs as low as $5.95 right now, get them, make copies, get them out to people. That's my goal. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And please call CNN, ABC, CBS. Don't count on somebody else. Call them and say, man, you got this pro-Arnold group on there when nobody's for it, trying to ram it down our throats. Have Alex Jones on. And that's already had an effect so far. So keep it up. I want to commend you. Jack Blood, before we go to Jeff, our final caller, any final comments from you?
Well, you got Jeff and Joe, and I just want to tell people, I haven't talked about this much today, but we have a ton of new Secret Society information on jackblood.com, and Alex, you'll love this. African leaders in Africa involved in ritualistic human sacrifice, busted, red-handed with that. Overdue books bringing jail time. I mean, parents want teachers to rat on their kids. New ID tag to prevent surgical errors. Of course, the Verit chip is good. Teenagers love it. It's a growing trend. It's cool to get chipped now.
Child tasered for not putting down their Game Boy.
Chechnya war on terror, legends debunked. We got a ton of new stuff on our site today. And I'm glad that you're focused on this Arnold Schwarzenegger thing. It's hard, but we need to do that. It's that important, and I'm really glad that you're doing it, really.
Well, I mean, we cover a host of issues, but it's central, and somebody's got to do it. Jeff in Texas. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, Alex, two quick things. Are you aware of this new tri-national task force appointed by the CFR to integrate U.S., Canada, and Mexico?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not only economic, but law enforcement and security integration as well.
Already happening.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, you said Clinton was slated to become the U.N. president in 2005. What's the source of that?
Oh, it was in a bunch of newspapers in the last 2 years. Just came out a few months ago again. He's got seven of the G8 lined up.
He's openly lobbying for it.
Okay, well, let me say this. Kofi Annan's about to get booted because of oil for food. That leaves a two-year gap, and I'm going to go ahead and make the prediction here that the guy that's going to fill his shoes is the man that can unite Christian, Muslim, and Jew, and that's the former sixth head of the UN as a temporary fill-in.
Okay, but I mean, it's official. Bill Clinton's getting it. Jack, you've seen those articles.
Yeah, and he's openly campaigning for it, and I think just about everybody's given him the nod for it so far. So,
yeah,
he's
got seven of the G8. Who's the one he doesn't have? The United States. Don't think for a minute Bush will stand in the way. Thanks, Jeff. Go ahead. He's gone.
Say that America right now is a global bad cop is about to be taken out. So to predict that an American would lead the UN is a little bit premature at this point.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Let's talk to, we'll see, won't we? Joe, you got 20, 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Best site on the web to find information about government bills, thomas.loc.gov.
Yeah, Library of Congress.
Library of Congress. I haven't found the new initiative bill, but I did find a Senate bill, S-2154-ES, Drew's Law. This is the sex registration national bill. This was passed on the 19th, just a few days ago.
Well, Ron Paul's office told me that the New Freedom Initiative, the forced psychological testing passed, the national ID card didn't. They're going to have a special session. Jack Blood, you'll be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central Time. Alex, it's just been great joining you here today.
Well, it's been great having you, my friend, and I'll be back on my own little show, 9 to midnight tonight on the Global Shortwave at 3210 or Infowars.com or now the new site Infowars.net relaunched at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness.
Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177 for your free brochure at 870-269-4177 or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.